5:21 with Scott. Okay, there's been a development with Champagne Girl. Rachel?
Hello.
You're right.
Not bad, not bad.
I understand you have some more news for us.
Yes, the plot thickens.
Okay, right, here's the story so far. Rachel gave her boyfriend a £40 bottle of champagne for his birthday, which is nice.
In champagne terms, is that expensive or cheap?
I think that is...
is that quite a good bottle of champagne?
Yeah, 40 quid is.
I don't really know the champagne.
Yeah. That same night, boyfriend dumps her, and now Rachel thinks that it's kind of hers and he should give it back. So then Chappers called him as Frenchman Pierre Duplonc, trying to get the champagne back.
You know, the cock, it goes in the top of the bottle, the cock.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, the cock is very, very dangerous.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much. Merci bien.
What we didn't know, though, is that Rachel had been calling him up and leaving messages on his answer phone like this.
Give me my champagne.
Rachel. Mm-hmm. You big psycho. What's the latest then? What's the news?
Right, well, I've received a bottle of champagne.
Ooh, when was this?
Yesterday.
Wow. So he's giving it back, has he?
Well, not exactly, because basically I spent £40 on his and I googled the name of the champagne that he bought me and it's 25 quid.
So it's not the bottle of champagne that you gave him.
I'm just trying to figure out where the other £15 went.
It's still a bottle of champagne, though, isn't it? Really?
No, it's not. It's the principle.
Is there any card on it?
No.
All right, it might not even be from him then. Maybe it's not from him at all. Maybe it's someone that heard you on the radio last week and thought, "Wow, she sounds lovely." I'd love to go out with a girl who leaves messages like this.
Jason, you're making a fool out of me, okay? I'm so ashamed for my life. I feel this big. I feel so strong. You've broken my heart. Give me that off my head. Anyone wants my life, give it back to me.
See, that says one word to me, and that's catch.
They like a bit of fire.
Yeah. So, Rachel, if Jason's listening right now, okay, and he did send the champagne, you're saying that you want £15 back.
Just something. It's 25 quid versus 40. You
must have been an absolute nightmare to go out with.
High maintenance.
Don't tell me about it.
Radio 1. See, every time we speak to her, there is, I would say, like 95% of people who think that she is a complete psycho.
Would you say?
Yeah.
I'd say 99.
I think I'm right in saying 95, but then there are like 5% of, well, they're all male, to be honest, who are like, whoa, she sounds hot.
They're like a bit of fire, as she said.
I can tame the beast. Why would you do that?
It's not worth it, is it, really?
No, really? High maintenance? Some people really like that. It's just not gonna...
High maintenance is just a nightmare.
It's not a good look. It's a nightmare.